suspect, Joe, was that he knew more than any innocent person should have known.
I suspected Irene the moment I heard the fireman's testimony.
The apparently unimportant fact.
I suspected the postman after he...
Listen to radio's newest, most interesting and thrilling program, Suspicion. Now, Suspicion. Somewhere in the drama about to be presented is a seemingly unimportant fact, a hidden clue that first casts suspicion on the ultimate culprit. Listen regularly to this thrilling series. Test your powers of observation and deduction and find the hidden clue. It may be a single line, a sound, perhaps a complete scene. All names and characters used in this series are fictitious. Any resemblance to persons living or dead is entirely coincidental. In the story we presented last time in this series, Escape, do you remember these facts? Michelle Moreau, wrongly confined in a mental sanatorium, was kept in a padded cell, reportedly a violent lunatic. He had no possible means of getting a knife, yet when Paul Ten, head of the sanatorium, was questioned regarding Moreau's escape.
Mademoiselle Rosalie Caron was a victim of an old trick. Moreau pretended to be ill. She entered his room and he probably said that he was dying. As he lowered his voice, she bent closer to him, and then he stabbed her twice.
That, ladies and gentlemen, was the hidden clue. Michelle Moreau had no knife. He could not have stabbed the nurse. Now we present Prelude to Death. Shortly after 6 o'clock on the evening of January 3rd, when young Jack Blair, partner in the real estate firm of Blair and Phillips, enters his home in a quiet residential section of a large Midwestern city...
Is that you, Jack?
Yes, of course. Why?
Well, you needn't be so snippety about it.
All right. Was there any mail?
You'll find it by looking on the table in the front hall. You know the mail's always left on the front right-hand corner.
I know. Advertisement. Bill. Another bill. Another advertisement. Wonder who this could be from. Gosh.
What's the matter with you now?
Helen, come here quick.
What's the matter, Jack? Good heavens, you're pale.
Read this letter.
Jack Blair, this is the first warning. Leave town immediately. If you value your life, you will get only one more warning.
Have you told anyone?
No, I haven't told a soul about it. Lieutenant Houston, I'm sure my sister hasn't, too. Frankly, after the first shock of receiving it passed last night, I didn't take it seriously. I still think it's probably a crank letter. I can meet you about 5 o'clock this afternoon, but I have a very important appointment at 5:45, and I can only wait for a few minutes.
Miss Hanson, has Blair left yet?
Yes, he went out about 5 minutes ago, Mr. Phillips.
Did he say anything about the Morris contract, whether it's been signed or not?
He asked me to have you glance over it again if you have the time. Mr. Blair left in quite a hurry. He had an appointment for 5:45. Good afternoon, sir. May I help you?
Is Mr. Blair in? I'm Lieutenant Houston of the Detective Bureau.
Oh, no, sir. Mr. Blair left just a few minutes ago.
Oh, I had an appointment with him for 5 o'clock, but I was delayed.
Pardon me. I'm Alton Phillips, Mr. Blair's partner. Is there anything I can do, Lieutenant?
No, I don't believe there is. He wanted to see me about a personal matter. Will you tell him that I called?
Yes, sir.
Thanks. Good afternoon.
If anyone phones, I'll be in Mr. Blair's office for the next few minutes.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, Blair and Phillips. Mr. Phillips, one moment, please, and I'll... Mr. Phillips, what happened? Mr. Phillips?
Phone the police.
Yes, sir, but what...
Well, don't stand there like a chattering idiot. Call the police.
Yes, sir. Hello? Hello, operator. Go Get me the police department, will you? And hurry.
What happened here? What was that clash?
Oh, see, Mr. Phillips, he's in there. Hello, police department? Well, this is the office of Blair and Phillips at 225.
Here, I'll handle this. Let me have the phone.
Oh.
Hello, this is Lieutenant Houston speaking. There seems to have been some sort of an accident here. I'll investigate and phone a report in a few minutes. Now, where'd you say Mr. Phillips is?
In here, Lieutenant. Just after you left, I came in here to look after a contract. And, well, I'd hardly reached Mr. Blair's desk when this rock came in through the window.
Yeah, I heard the crash while I was waiting for the elevator. A note tied to it, eh?
Yes.
Let's have a look at it. This is the second and last warning.
Maybe there's more on the other side.
No, just the one line. This is the second and last warning. Where's Mr. Blair now?
I don't know. However, he'll probably be at home by 7 o'clock. He asked me to phone him then.
I see. Well, suppose you give me his address, and I'll have this note checked for fingerprints and see him tonight.
What do you think of Alton Phillips?
Well, Smalley, it's too early in the game to make any guesses.
Nobody saw that rock come through the window.
That's true enough. But don't you think he would have waited until there was every reason to believe that I had left the building?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe not. What's this Blair fellow like?
How should I know? I've never seen him. But on the phone, he sounded hard.
Yeah?
Here we are. About 35, I guess. Frankly, I didn't like him.
Quiet.
Someone coming.
Yes?
Is Mr. Blair in?
No, not right this minute. Is there anything I can do for you? I'm Miss Helen Blair, his sister.
Well, we're from the police department, Lieutenant Smalley and Houston.
Oh, come in, won't you?
Thanks.
Jack told me this noon that he was going to phone you. This morning he didn't seem worried about the note.
Oh,
but...
is it here?
Yes, I'll get it for you.
I think he's taking it too seriously, but he's always been that way.
I see.
Back when he phoned at noon, he said he was going to purchase a pistol. Here's the note.
Thanks. See what you can make of it, Smalley.
Okay.
Now, Miss Blair, where's your brother?
He left just a few minutes ago, right after Mr. Phillips phoned. He said something about having a dinner date with a Mr. Ted Welch, a fraternity brother. I think he said they were going to the Clover Club for dinner and then on to some nightclub.
We've exhausted all the night spots, Miss Berghusen. What next?
Stop at the first drugstore. I'll phone headquarters and see if they've matched the fingerprints on the notes.
Right. Tough luck, Houston. What now?
Well, the fingerprints don't match any we have. But I'm betting we're not after a regular criminal. 341 Cypress Avenue, and step on it.
Check.
Are you sure it was the lower flat?
Yeah. I figured it was Phillips all along, Houston. You should have booked him as a possible suspect.
Yes, I probably should have, but...
I'll bet 10-1 we'll find him at Blair's.
You're right, Smalley. Let's go.
Say, who's that coming out of the house? Phillips?
I don't think so. Pretty dark, but come on.
Uh-huh.
Just a moment, mister.
Who are you?
Police officers. What's your name?
Ted Welch.
So you're the guy we've been looking for all evening. Where have you, Mr. Blair, been?
We went to Scarsdale for dinner, and then to a show. First, we were going to eat in town here, but the Clover Club was crowded, and we headed for the country. I thought it'd be better if we went to a place where we weren't known. Because of the note Jack received here, we took my car... Helen.
Smalley, go around the house.
Right.
Come along with me, Welch. Wait a minute. You got a gun?
No.
Hold your arms out. Well, you're all right, I guess. Come along and don't try to leave in a hurry or you'll stop some lead.
Send an ambulance at once. It's a matter of life and death. 1958 Northdale Lane. And please, please hurry. Ted, I...
I'm Lieutenant Houston, Mr. Blair. What happened?
My sister, Helen. I shot her. I just called an ambulance.
Where is she?
This way. Just after Wells left, I went to my room. I thought I heard somebody moving around. I opened the door and saw Helen, only I didn't know it was she. Come out of my bath. I think I called out, put up your hands, and then... There's my gun.
Easy there, Joe. Easy, easy.
Then I switched on the light and... Oh, Dad. It's horrible. Why did you tell me to buy a pistol?
You'd better stay here in the hall, Mr. Blair.
Whoever it was got away, Houston.
I see. Just a second. Welch, phone Lieutenant Daly and tell him to pick up Alton Phillips and bring him here at once.
Right.
In here, Smalley. Shot through the heart. Looks like she was dead before she reached the floor.
Yeah.
Wonder what she was carrying. Pills. Cyanide.
Right. And her bathrobe's burned. Gunpowder. You know, I had a hunch those threat notes were written by a man.
Yeah, they must have been. But he was caught in his own trap. Funny the way traps have of closing on the person who sets them.
That's it. Where are you going?
To arrest Jack Blair for the murder of his sister.
For the murder of...
What the dickens are you...
Drop that gun. You're a little slow on the draw, Blair. And just as I remarked to Smalley, traps have a funny way of closing on the person who sets them. Come along, you.
At headquarters, Jack Blair, again the cool, detached young businessman, dictated a confession.
I was jealous. Helen, she was really my stepsister, had all the money. Her mother had been quite wealthy. Stood it as long as I could. Then I decided to finish her. I put the cyanide pills in her hand to make it look like she was attempting to poison me.
So you mailed the first note to yourself and threw the other one into your office as a build-up, eh?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, probably with the idea that Helen's death would be held accidental. But how did you get her in your room?
I asked her to put back a box of sleeping tablets she borrowed.
That's just what I figured. You'd have gotten away with it except for one thing. You...
Ladies and gentlemen, did you discover the hidden clue that caused Lieutenant Houston to suspect that Jack Blair had deliberately murdered his stepsister, Helen? Write into this station and tell us the hidden clue you found. And to test your powers of observation and deduction, listen for the correct hidden clue in this story the next time we present... Suspicion!